Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 6th, 2008, the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. If I tried to make a list of all the parts of the Bible that make me want to scratch my head and say, well, I'm not really sure what to make of that, we could be here all day. There are lots of such passages in the Bible, and the one we remember today, the Transfiguration of our Lord, is certainly one of them. You remember it though, right? And how could you not remember it when such an amazing thing happens? Jesus does one of the things that he often does. He goes away from the disciples upon the mountain to pray. But this time, he brings Peter and John and James with him. And because they manage to stay awake instead of falling asleep, the Bible says, while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. I am quite certain that Peter and John and James never forgot that experience, even if they never knew exactly what to say about it. After that brief vision of Jesus in his heavenly glory, they knew a bit more about who Jesus was, even if they couldn't get their minds around the implications of it. Sisters and brothers, why should we think that we're so much better than the disciples? Aren't we just human beings like they were? Oh, I know, we've got microwave ovens and SUVs, but no amount of progress is going to help us comprehend God. Each of us probably has had a moment like this when we got a brief view of who Jesus really is and what he really means. But then it's over just as quickly, and we're thrown down off our mountaintop experiences to wrestle with them for the rest of our lives. One difference, though. The Bible tells us that the disciples kept silent and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. But don't be afraid to tell what Jesus has shown you in your life, even if you're not quite sure how to describe it. In his second letter, Peter sounds like he wishes he'd been more open about the transfiguration. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, he writes, to refresh your memory. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. Let us pray. O God, who on the holy mount revealed to chosen witnesses your well-beloved Son, wonderfully transfigured in raiment white and glistening, mercifully grant that we, being delivered from the disquietude of this world, may by faith behold the King in his beauty, who with you, O Father, and you, O Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed John Mason Neal. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.